The UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction says women can have a real impact when they are fully involved in disaster preparation efforts. Margareta Wallström heads the agency, which is located in Geneva, Switzerland.
We know that when women and young girls are involved in planning and decision making in their communities, they also contribute their fair share in keeping communities safe.
Wallström says every day, women can be found displaying courage in the face of disasters or using their skills to mobilize and organize people, thus ensuring that communities are safe. Lorena Legarda, a senator from the Philippines, agrees. She cites an example from her homeland.
A group of women fisherfolk reforested over 100 hectares of mangrove areas to protect their settlements from storm surges and secure an additional source of food for their families. Clearly, we must invest in women, make them part of decision-making, as their development role is crucial in adapting to climate change and building community resilience to disasters.
Meanwhile, in Kenya, women comprise 45 of the 57 workers at the Kathamboni Irrigation Project located in Kitui County. The project receives support from the government, the local Catholic diocese, and the World Food Programme, WFP, which also supports more than 700 resilience-building projects in the arid and semi-arid areas of Kenya. James Kamunge is WFP Programme Officer.
This is a disaster risk reduction project to build the community's resilience to droughts, which are very common here in Kenya these days. The communities work on projects that help them produce food for themselves instead of relying on food aid.
The workers at Kathamboni grow crops such as kale, spinach, tomatoes, onions, and maize. Ndeli, a widow and mother of four children, also sells some of her produce at a market stand.
We benefit from this project. First, we eat the vegetables at home, and we also sell some to buy other kinds of food. Our plan is to expand this project. We'd also like to involve more community members, especially those who can't work, and make sure they don't go hungry.
The UN Office for Disaster Reduction says consideration of gender-based vulnerabilities and risks must be part of the new global framework for disaster management. Deanne Penn, United Nations.